I know another one of the other things that I wanted to talk about before, because today was kind of a weird day today. We want to talk about the youth programs that are coming up. Not only we talked about the spring break program, but mm-hmm. you're going to be having youth sports programs that are going to be starting mm-hmm. later on, and people are going to have to want to get registered for those. And let's talk about all the different youth programs that you have.
Oh, man. And definitely those are, we're always looking to expand what those programs are. So what we know we're going to be doing this year so far is we'll be offering a pickleball clinic. This will be our third summer offering the pickleball clinic to, kids. Mm-hmm. And then we will be doing the volleyball program again. That will also be the third year that we're doing that. Then we have fall soccer, which takes place, and then which will lead us back into the basketball season. Now, we are still looking for a swim instructor. So if anybody's interested in that, absolutely stop by and let us know, because we usually offer swim lessons year round. And we are looking to fill that position again to get somebody in and teach the kids how to swim in our nice, warm 84 degree pool.
I can go back through classes again for that. teen programs. You've got the WOW Cafe, but don't they have a lock-in or something coming up this month, too?
Yeah, actually, the lock-ins take place every Friday, so they're from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., and we do that in partnership with Boys and Girls Club. And so the teens come to our facility. They're, it's lock-in, right? So they're locked in, but they go swimming during that time. They have the WOW Talk Cafe, which is a mental health conversation for teens by teens that's just led by somebody who's trained in it, which it's usually Brooklyn. She's over she along with me, mm-hmm. we're over the teen programming or the teen lock-ins, and they do structured activities. So this past Friday they did karaoke in the lobby.
Oh, wow.
So, of course, the building is locked to the public and everything, and they've got the adults there with them, and they are, I saw a video, and they put karaoke on the TV in the lobby, and they're just singing at the top of their lungs, having the best time. And I was like, that is fantastic. I wish I'd have been there for that one. I'd have gone down for some karaoke. Been a good time.
Oh, I think all that kind of stuff is great, and especially work. And I love the fact that you guys have so much available for kids, but especially teens. Mm-hmm. There's just nothing out there for teens, so this really fills a void for the teenagers in our area. And what's the age span on that again?
Sixth grade to 12th grade.
And that's the perfect age, because there really isn't anything else for them to do here in Frankfort.
So. Yeah, that is the entire reason why we did start the program is, we take the feedback from our community members, and we do take that very seriously. We take it into consideration. Our mission is to meet the evolving needs of our community, and those change. So something may have worked 5 years ago that just isn't necessarily a need now, and something pops up that is a need that wasn't 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and definitely that teen programming was a big one. So I'd say for the first year that Stephanie had stepped into the executive director position, it was very much, that was something that was brought up a lot, is, hey, there's not really a lot of stuff for teens to do. They're walking up and down the sidewalks, or they can't walk all the way to the park, or, there just wasn't really a safe place where teens could go and build that healthy relationship with adults, be in a safe environment, but also have fun, right? Yeah. And of course, the Boys and Girls Club has their on Mondays and Wednesdays, and now with us joint on Fridays, they have their teen nights as well. So it was definitely a partnership and a community effort to be able to really fill that hole, that need for the community.
Before we let you go, we want to talk about how people can support CORE. I know the easiest ways to support CORE is when you're shopping.
Yeah. So we do have the Kroger Community Rewards Program, and then we also have the Walmart Roundup. So I'll start with Walmart Roundup. They, if you order online or you order through the app at all, mm-hmm. if it's for pickup or for delivery, you can actually go into your account and pick a preferred charity location. So every time you check out, it'll give you the option to round up your pennies mm-hmm. And donate that to CORE Community Center. I have mindset. I placed a Walmart order yesterday and just donated 82 cents.
So. I did that after you were here the last time, and we talked about this. I had never done it. I kept saying I was going to, never did. Well, I finally did, and I did exactly what you said. I did the roundup. I put core community in because that's where mine's going, and I'll never go back. that was freaking amazing to just sit there and watch them put it all in the back end and go home. That was nice.
Oh, yeah, that pickup is really nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, especially after a long day at work. Yeah,
mm-hmm. But, yeah, so, I mean, we've got that Walmart Roundup program, and those pennies really do make a difference. So if you're somebody who uses that Walmart app to do pickup or delivery of your groceries, please consider picking us as your charity location and round up your cents on the dollar. The other one is the Kroger Community Rewards Program. While we do not have a Kroger here in Frankfort, we do have Ruler Foods.
Yeah.
And Ruler Foods is a branch of Kroger. So if you have a rewards card through them, you can actually, again, choose us as your charity location, and you can round up your cents on the dollar to your local community center.
And every penny counts.
And every penny. And we get every penny, too.
Yeah.
So every penny counts, and it really does make a difference.
Well, Riley, it's always fantastic to have you in here. We love it. I mean, Muffins with the Mayor should be coming up soon, too. But the core community has just got everything for anybody and everybody in the community, no matter what the age. And even the child care goes down to 6 weeks.
6 weeks old, yeah. Yep.
So that's absolutely crazy that you guys are willing to take on a tiny one along with everybody else. So thank you so much for everything that you do. Anything else that we need to touch on really quickly before we call it a day?
I don't believe so. Hopefully I'll see some fine folks this evening for the Know Your Numbers program. I'm ready to get my blood pressure checked and my blood sugar taken. So, I think we pretty much covered everything we got going on this month, and encourage people to come in and say hi to us.
Yeah, and if you got questions, check out the website, get on there, give everybody the information, the website, the Facebook page, the number to call.
Yeah, so if you have any questions about anything, you are more than welcome to call us at 765-654-9622. Our website is www.corecommunitycenter.org, or please check out our Facebook page at Facebook Core Community Center. So, yeah.
Alrighty. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
it is the WILO Party Line. And remember, you can watch the repeat broadcasts on HoosierLandTV.com, a vast treasure trove of those. You can listen right here on WILO at 5 p.m. and midnight, or you can just check out the five most recent episodes on the Party Line page at Clinton or Boone or Carroll County DailyNews.com. Todd Berryman for Melissa Miller and our guest Riley Sprague today. It's WILO, AM 1570 and 96.9 FM, also at Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, take care.